Maybe it's worthwhile just to review one very important point. We've been talking about all the anomalies if it's a birchas a mitzvah, but what again, Shai, is the essential anomaly? Let's say the Ramban is correct and Rav is correct that birchas haTorah is really a birchas shevach vehoda, and maybe even kishem Hashem ekrav ugodah lokeinu is the makar. What's the one anomaly about it? And this is again the ikal mifrach. Shekein Chayi Olam, what's the anomaly about Birchas HaTorah vis-a-vis other Birchos Shevach V'Hoda? That opposed to all other Birchos Shevach V'Hoda, Mikey?
You say it before.
Very good. Because it's not on having benefited, right? An experience for which one should be grateful, but it's the opportunity, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, as I am about to Mitoch kach atemakir misha amar v'haya ha'olam, that I, you know, abirya shvela ketana, you know, have access to the tmim deos. I in Rambam Hilchos Yisod De'atara Perek Beis Alecha Aleph. So that opportunity is itself mechayev a shevach v'hoda, that I am given access to something which is tmima meshivas nafesh ne'emana machimas pesi b'chulei. Let's bear that in mind as we now try to figure out how Ahava Rabbah, as the Birchas HaTorah, so to speak, quote-unquote, which is clearly, again, a Shevach VeHoda, in addition to the Balkash that Rashi notes, can somehow be activated in terms of a Birchas HaMitzvah, V'hu Shashina Al-Atar, according to the Yerushalmi, which is endorsed by both Tosfos and the Rush, if not by the Rif. Okay, so to understand all of this, the methodology would then be, what is a Birchas HaMitzvah? What is the mechayiv of a birchas hamitzvah? And how does birchas hamitzvah relate to birchas shevach v'hoda, right? Because if you could somehow establish a common denominator between birchas hamitzvah and birchas shevach v'hoda, there might be, on limited grounds and within restricted parameters, some transitive capacity, right? We wouldn't say this in an unrestricted way, but maybe if we already have an anomalous birchas hamitzvah, or an anomalous birchas shevach v'hoda, one that goes beforehand, maybe we're going to be able to mix and match a little bit, okay? Akiva, go ahead. You're learning Psachim. Okay, so again, what's the context of the Gemara? You remember from ninth grade? Psachim Dav Zayin? Bdikas chametz, right? And the idea of albir versus al or levar, Rav Papi, Rav Papa. Okay, very good. That's a formulation that seems rather familiar to our sugya, right? You just want to say Hishkim Lashanos, but it's really not, right? Okay, so he doesn't explain why. It's not based on a pasuk, probably not a dinda raisa, but kol amitzus mivarech alein over lasiyasan. It's like an axiom. Okay, so the Gemara then gets into an interesting question. How do I know that it means beforehand? So what's the context again in the Tanakh, in Mikra? Rav Huna would have us saying a Birchas HaTorah over this. Levi?
This is
very good.
This is just like a messenger guy.
Just a messenger. Very fast messenger, okay? So he was on the track team, okay? I always wanted to see a race between Achimatz and? Thank you, and Asael, very good. That would have been an awesome race, okay? Ve'averes HaKushi, and he was able to lap the Kushi. Okay, so that's how we know that when Shmuel said, over and he really meant before it, and everybody agrees to that. What we have no idea is what the mechayev of such a bracha would be. Right? None of that is provided, right? It's just a stipulation. So now we can really, you know, I was having withdrawal. Thank God for the Rambam Chabur in the morning. I don't know what I would have done all this time. Okay, so now we can begin. Okay, thank God. All right, I'm feeling a little better already. All right, Akiva. Yeah, let's just start. Okay, go ahead. Mitzvah saseh.
Mitzvah saseh min haTorah levarach achar achilas
Okay, so the organization of this Rambam, again, you know, the levels of organization here, this is in, it's good everybody's sitting down. Okay, the Rambam was able to organize all of Hilchos Brachos in this passage, and it's in a very, 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 very profound way. Okay, so there's a mitzvah saseh deraisa called Birkas HaMazon. Okay, and that's based on a pasuk in the Chumash and Sefer Devarim in Parshas Ekev, Ve'achalta v'savata v'rachta Hashem Elokecha al Eretz HaTov Asher Nasvach. Now, we don't know exactly which aspects of what we call benching, or Birkas HaMazon or deraisa. There's Hazan, okay, then there's a Birkas Haaretz, there's Bonei Yerushalayim, then there's HaTov V'Ameitiv. Is that deraisa? That's the Rabbanon, that's a whole machlokas later on in the Masechta, but that there is a deraisa concept called Birkas HaMazon based on a pasuk in the Chumash that the Rambam says mitzvah saseh min haTorah. Okay? Okay, right. So the Rambam once again is now quoting the pasuk, but with an emphasis on the middle term visavata, triggering uveirachta. First of the year. Akiva, just explain what midivrei sofer means.
So it's not a derabanan, and it's not like a stam deoraisa.
Good. It is a rabbinic expansion of a deoraisa principle, okay? So midivrei sofer and achal afilu kezayis mevarech achron. So did the rabbis invent a concept called bracha achrona al hamazon? No, that comes from the Almighty. V'achalta v'savata v'rechta sheshem okech al aretz atov asher nasamach. Right? So it's not a rabbinic institution, but it is a rabbinic application of a Torah institution. Okay? Right, okay, so the Rambam hasn't yet quoted any of the Gemaras of, you know, Gzela and Me'ila, we'll get there, but he says, Umi Divrei Sofrim, that this is part of the rabbinic expansion of Birkas HaMazon D'Araisa. This is why, again, the Shir yesterday, I was mentioning this to Rabbi Sobolevsky as a fifth option in what he was discussing. Right? What is the logic of this Rambam, the Rambam's presentation? If you're going to say thank you, and the Torah explicitly required you to say thank you, you know, you probably have to say, right, you never saw a parent send their kid off to somebody's house and said, should say thank you, please, it's not so critical, right? I mean, it would be very interesting to meet that parent, okay? Just for the sake of establishing the spectrum of Shitos, it would be good if that parent really existed, but we haven't met them yet, right? Lo ra'inu ein raya, we're not saying it's a raya, but, right? So midivrei sofer, the rabbis understood, based on what is written explicitly in the Torah, that it probably made a lot of sense to say please as well. And by the way, even if what you're asking for isn't that important, you should probably say please also. Afilu niskaven lecho lishtos kol shehu. Right, and by the way, and even if you know, it's not, you know, gustatory, but it, you know, belongs in the olfactory realm, v'chein. Right, this is a v'chein because you might say, well, hey, look, you know, it didn't enter my system. It was just, you know, wafting through the air, you know, so I didn't, you know, consume it. I didn't, you know, somehow take possession of it in the carnal sense of the term. Right. Nonetheless, the Hana'a itself is the Mechaev. You should say please before benefiting from God's world. This is, of course, Ephraim, just remind us, based on which Pasuk? Birchas HaReach. Israel, you have it? Birchas HaReach. Avi? You said it this morning. Kol HaNishama Tahalel Ka Haluka. Minayit Shemivarachin Al HaReach. Right? Because the there's nothing that gets to the soul like reyach. How do we know that to be true? Besamim, exactly. Neshama Yisair. Yeah, okay. Right, Judaism makes sense. Okay. Okay. Okay, so now the Rambam, he didn't front-load this line because it emerged, the Divrei Sofrim emerged from V'achalta V'savata V'rachta, but now the Rambam is not using Kol Anena B'lo Bracha Ma'al as the explanation. He's saying that would be the consequence. Okay, that's a very important nuance in the Rambam. V'chein,
Midivrei Sofrim,
So all the people who love chiastic structures, right, are now really excited. They probably don't read the Rambam as much as they should, but, right, you know, this is a chiastic structure, right? Right, because it's bracha achrona, and then, right, the bracha rishona, and even the kol shu and the bracha rishona. And he says, oh, by the way, that makes a lot of sense. Right, if you have to say please on minuscule amounts, you should probably even say thank you as well, right? It makes a lot of sense to do that. Israel? Okay.
Will Noam Stern please come to the nurse's office? Noam Stern, please come to the nurse's office.
Okay. I mean, you know, maybe that depends on the particular limud, but if you're coming from a shamayim lashem, v'aretz nasan livnei adam, mikan, you know, lifnei bracha, kan la'achar bracha, in terms of lashem aretz umloa, it does sound like, you know, it's please. I'm comfortable with the language of a matir here. Okay. Go ahead, Akiva. Next few lines are a little bit less critical, but let's you know, establish them. Because really there the hana isn't the driving force, you're just trying to make sure the recipe is right. Ram Rufsky has given out, by the way, custom-made aprons for this year. You'll get those around the Thanksgiving initiative time. Okay, now, Uchashem. Okay, so what was the Rav's position on this line, Akiva? You know, Rabbi Adler doesn't like it.
I'm not familiar, but just
It's one of two cases. It's one of two cases.
What's the other one?
You have to ask him.
I don't know.
Would Rav
say that it's the same
chayish? Well, obviously it's a kishem and a kach, but that I mean, but just explain. He said the Rav thought that you needed a matir to do a mitzvah. He thought that berachas mitzvah was technically a matir. So it's a rather, you know, shocking thing to say, because what could be a greater matir than the fact that God told you to do it and He commanded you to do it, number one. And number two, you know, you don't find any formulations in Chazal that, you know, kol mishasa mitzvah velo, you know, birech tchila, you know, harezem ma'al. You know, that it's true that there's a, you know, a problem of kala below bracha, but I think we could understand what the issue is there. So the kishem and kach means for sure that just as God needs to be acknowledged in the context of Birkas Hananin before you get Hana, surely God needs to be acknowledged prior to doing a mitzvah. But I wouldn't refer to that as a matir. Like, it's also to do the mitzvah without it, but it may very well enhance the mitzvah. So you saw two dais in the Ritva. So what were the two dais in the Ritva? And then we're going to continue on in the Rambam. David. So what were the two days in the Ritva? So the Ritva has one which is kind of very parav. He says, look, you know, you don't want your Avodas HaGuf to be like soulless, so it should be preceded by Avodas HaNefesh. And what was the other one, Yenison?
You're doing it, you should see Vakash Baruch Hu.
Exactly. So this is a very important idea, that you have to make a statement that the reason that I'm doing this action is because God commanded me to do it. Now again, it's not going to be Ma'akev the Kiyum. The Ritva is not saying that, nor would anybody say that, but it's extremely important to elevate, I would say, the mitzvah by making the bracha beforehand. Again, kadesh yiskadesh tchila bebracha v'gal v'yodia she'oso sa mimnei mitzvahs Hashem yisbarach, and that may dovetail to a degree with the sugya of mitzvos tzrichos kavana. Fine. Now let's go one step further. Brachos rabos, Akiva. Okay, so
the Chachamim, they also established a lot of brachos in this category of praise.
Notice it's not divrei sofrim, it's takana now, right? They added this. Okay, to what ends?
So that we remember and Hashem is on our mind at all times, even if you're not necessarily going to be benefiting from something or doing a mitzvah, even at a time in the day where neither of those things are applicable, we're supposed to be thinking...
So how do you read this, Aval Pishlo Nene Velo Asa Mitzvah? It seems kind of redundant. I mean, yeah, clearly when you're not getting Hana or doing a mitzvah, just say, Tiknu Chachamim Derech Shavach Vodaya V'Derech Bakasha, kidei lizkor esa borei tamid. So what is this? Aval pishlo nene velo asa mitzvah. What does that establish? Shimi?
That they're a totally separate category?
You might read it that way, or Ephraim.
That just the way you go through life should be. The regulation you're doing for everything.
Okay, good. Just something a little bit more precise. Akiva?
You said there's like a special kiyum by a mitzvah or...
Well, that even though you weren't getting hana'a or doing a mitzvah, and in that context, being zocher es haborei, right? This idea of kedei lizkor es haborei tamid, after all, what inspired this takanas chachamim is they recognized, and maybe this was what Ephraim was saying a second ago, they recognized the value therein, and so they added a third category that would buttress and reinforce something which is achieved by the other two, that every time you get hana'ah, and every time you're about to perform a commanded act, you acknowledge that God's role in it. Whether it's asking permission from God in hana'ah, this is where I'm departing from the Rav, or whether it's declarative, I am doing this action because God commanded me to do it, Aliba the first day in the Ritva. So there was an enormous value, the Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tamid value of brachos in general. And I would suggest, well, I'll make the suggestion in just a second. Okay, let's go just a drop further. So what it seems to emerge in the Rambam is like there's a common denominator between the various categories of brachos, even though they're distinct categories for sure, right? You might say zechiras haborei tamid means always, meaning in all cases, mitzvah hana'ah, shevach vehodah, there's a common denominator that runs across brachos. Okay, so nimtzu...
Kol habrachos, kulan shlosh amin. Birkos hanaya, birkos mitzvos, birkos hodaya, shehin derech shevach lehodaya, ubakasha, kidei lizkor es haborei tamid, uyirashnem.
Stop for a second. So, again, the Rambam we know in various places didn't express a great deal of optimism about human intelligence, but what's a little strange, Yehuda, about this line? Well, again, I mean, the Rambam just finished saying this. So, like, why is he saying Nimtzu kol habrachos kulan shlosh amin and birchos hanaya, birchos mitzvah, birchos hodaah? So, evidently, what the Rambam is trying to do, and you find an exact analog to this in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. Yitan, go ahead. Outstanding, very good. And then he adds in, fascinatingly, uliyira mimenu. It's really interesting. It brings to mind that Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara Menachos, which is definitely the clearest source that we have in terms of multiplying brachos. What do I have in mind? Who has it? It demands even a specific number.
100 brachos.
Good. Based on what? It's a Gemara and Daf Mem Gimel. What does it say? V'ata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha shoel me'imach ki im liyira al tikre ma ela Maya. So what did the Rambam realize? Brachos are connected to Yiras Hashem. Okay, very good. Now, let's just, you know, hammer the point home and just by reading the conclusion of the Rambam. V'nusach chola brachos, the Anshe Knesset HaGedola, Ezra Beis Dino Tiknum. Thank you, Seplowitz. Okay. Why is the Rambam putting this here? The Rambam could have put this anywhere in Hilchos Brachos. He could have put it at the very beginning. Why is he saying it right after establishing that the common denominator in all Brachos, Hein Bebirchos HaMitzvah, Hein Bebirchos HaNoah, Hein Bebirchos Shavach Ve'odah, is Lizkor HaSaborei Tamid? Why does the Rambam feel the need to then come and say, you know, an established halacha, kol mishanim abeya shetavu chachamim, ein oel atoeh.
Take away from that goal, if somebody were to change, if a Rambam had this means in mind, so that all the brachos bring you...
Sharper. Sharper. Daniel. Avi. Rami. Eitan. Ezra. Rebaran. Yenison.
I mean, if you had the estate to let us, I feel like what's called it, the reason that Rambam does this is because so that Rambam already brings his time here, you might think that you use them interchangeably with each other. In order to achieve the third.
A little bit more shy. Once the Rambam is established,
without this aspect, then you roughly kind of make up or you kind of add on. that there's a rule for the Rabbanon in Brachos. Now we go and say,
okay, very interesting, because so much of this is driven by rabbinic expansion of a single Torah concept. But I think that would be maybe even better beforehand, right? He could have done that at the first Mitivrei Sovrim. But I think that there's something connected to Lizkor HaSabore. Noam, you want to take a stab at it? Levi? And if the whole point is Lizkor HaSabore, what might you say? Right. So, you know, God, I'm acknowledging, you know, the action that I'm about to perform was commanded by you at Sinai. Thank you very much for the opportunity to draw closer to your service. You know, you might think that if it's just Lizkor HaSabore, right, there are a lot of ways of skinning a cat. So then the Rambam says, no, you're locked in here in terms of the Matbea, Shetavu Chachamim. Again, I think that makes a lot more sense if you read Lizkor HaSabore Tomid as applicable to all the Mine HaBrachos. And the Rambam says, and by the way, Hein B'Berchas Hanah, Hein B'Berchas HaMitzah, Hein B'Berchas Shavach V'Odah, you don't have flexibility. Once the rabbi is established that this is the Matbea, you know, you have to follow that, even if, you know, the impetus is just Lizkor HaSabore Tamid, and Ezra, that should lend itself to, you know, more flexibility, right? But it doesn't once the rabbis, you know, have legislated a particular text. Okay, so Akiva, let's now finish off the Rambam, V'chol Bracha. So how do you read that, Ein Bracha?
So if the entire point of a bracha,
good, good Akiva.
If you were to leave out Shem Hashem, leave out a mention of Hashem Malchus, then the entire idea of the bracha would be pointless.
Exactly. And again, Liminehem, meaning in Nehanin, I think it's really a matir. I think that's absolutely true, right? Harezemal. In mitzvah, right, it's an acknowledgement that the reason that I'm doing this act is because God commanded me to do this act. And in Shevach V'Hodah, it's right, praising God or thanking God for a particular experience, okay? So that, I think, is you know, it's an exceptionally beautiful passage in Mishneh Torah. And now let's try to think very, very carefully. Maybe based on the Rambam, which seems to be validated by this line in the Ritva, about what the nature of Birchas HaMitzvah really is, because Shmuel didn't tell us, he just said, and both the Ritva and the Rambam seem to independently have arrived at the conclusion that it's to acknowledge God's role in the action that's about to take place and the impetus for your engaging in that action. Okay. The Rambam will say, Lizkor HaSabore Tamid. The Ritva will say, Kidei Sheis Kadesh Tchil B'Bracha V'Galav Yodiyah She'osus HaMinei Mitzvot HaShem Yisbarach. But they seem to be saying something very similar. So how can we now explain how Ava Rabba as a unique Birchas Shavach V'Hoda'a might be able to function under very strict parameters, Yerushalmi parameters, as a Birchas HaMitzvah? Let's think very carefully. And let's formulate, at least starting with the following. Were the Birchas Shavach V'Hodah al HaTorah, a standard Birchas Shavach V'Hodah, the conversation would have been impossible because...
And it wouldn't have been able to be a mitzvah say at
all. It could never have come over L'Asiyasan. Shai, excellent. That's step one. We're not there yet, but at least we've opened the door. That's the anomaly in the Shevach V'Hodah world. So if Ava Rabba is a Bircha Shevach V'Hodah, also a Bakasha, but primarily Bircha Shevach V'Hodah, for the opportunity to study Torah, God's love investment in the Jewish people, if I learn away right away, the Yerushalmi says, then it has a property of a Birchas HaMitzvah. Shekvar Niftar, Shmuel, right? Shmuel is the one who says it has to be a Birchas HaMitzvah. How does that work? Ephraim.
To the Rav, it's easy. You need a matir, the Av is matir.
Do you think the Rav is right about this?
I don't know. I think that if you take the Rav's general orientation to our, you know, the way we stand vis-a-vis God, then yeah. And I'm not sure whether he's right or wrong about that.
But again, even the Rav might say that the specific matir has to be formulated as, I'm doing this only because God commanded me to do it. But that might be that might be the matir. I wouldn't have the right to do this, but I'm doing it because God commanded me to. So he might be specifically linked into. The more you think it's a matir, the more you might need a Asher Kitchanu B'Zavet Tzivanu.
But he might say that, on the other hand, you know, yes, normally that's normally how we say, Hashem, the only reason I'm doing this is because you commanded me to. But here you can have a different matir. Separate form.
Just form. I'm interested to hear how would you formulate that?
Then instead of saying, you know, Hashem,
the matir is you commanded me. The matir is what?
The matir is, you know, you gave us this in love, and you told us to learn Torah.
Is that in the text of Avi Rabba? You told us to do this. I don't know that. I think you're missing that point. Yehuda, how would you learn? Tosfos is already on record on Beis Amid Aleph saying it is clearly a bircha shevach v'hoda'a. Sheva bayom hilal ticha. It's on that Yerushalmi. A little hard to fit that into Tosfos, who's the one who's accepting the Yerushalmi. Rami?
As for the Rami, there's an underlying theme of discourse over
Talmud. Good.
So as long as you're getting that same ultimate goal out of Brachos,
but then you should be able to, you know, you'd see a lot more transitive cases in the Gemara of saying, well, don't say this, say that. You're saying that the only hurdle, you know, in general, in terms of using Bircha Shevach Vahoda in place of Bircha Samitza is just to find a Bircha Shevach Vahoda that would be made beforehand? So let me just push you a little bit. If that were true, right, so then why does it even have to be Vahu Shashina Alatar? You acknowledge God, His role in the Torah. Why would you have to learn right away? Menachem?
It's not just like, even though you acknowledge God, it's not just that you acknowledge God, but you have to prove what you're saying. So when
you have to prove, you said. Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Like, you can't just say, stop, I love God, I'm going to follow all His ways. You have to actually take an action. So when we say that we love God provided us with the opportunity to learn Torah, we have to do an action that proves that, which would be stop drowning. So I think we all basically agree
that Hushashin al Atar establishes that you relate to yourself as a mitzuveh in this area. That's what Vehu Shashin al-Atar does, and that's very important. But I think we still have to bridge the gap a little bit. Again, step one is to say, this is unique because we have a Bircha Shevach Voda that comes beforehand, because we're thanking God not so much for the experience, but for the opportunity. We all recognize that it's vital, according to the Yerushalmi, to demonstrate that you relate to yourself as a mitzuveh. And I still think we're missing maybe one piece of the puzzle, Akiva.
Build off what Ephraim was saying. If the Rav said that you need a matir, that matir comes in the form of Asher Mishana Mitzvah Sabbath Simonim, which is you admitting that you are mitzuveh in this category, then by being Mishana al Atar, by going right after and demonstrating the fact that you relate to yourself as a mitzuveh, you're taking the place of saying Asher Mishana Mitzvah Sabbath
Simonim. So you're going back to what I suggested a little bit yesterday, that the action, you know, in some case, it suffices. Well, the action can't be the matir for itself. That's a contradiction in terms. But that the action, in effect, sort of projects the words backwards that I relate to myself as a mitzvah. I still think there's something missing. I don't think that's sufficient. Shai?
Maybe we can see that the Ritva's second answer, saying brachos for all mitzvahs are because of, you know, putting the nefesh, having the nefesh for the goof.
Right. Seemed like a much lower standard than the first answer.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe because the learning that you're doing is kind of Ava, like Ava Fiyadiyah, basically learning
right.
So they can understand Hashem. That's kind of what Ava Rava is. Not essentially a Shevach, but a Shevach of being able to learn for that sake. So,
one more time.
So I think, I'm trying to formulate that. Essentially, your nefesh, that the bracha on the mitzvah is not really a tziboy, it's kind of a bracha to acknowledge the reason that why you're doing it, why you're doing the mitzvah.
Okay, but that seems rather like idiosyncratic. The Ritva just made it as a general observation that Judaism didn't want you to be mechanistic or ritualistic about mitzvos. It wanted you to be intentional about mitzvos, so you should say something. Avi, go ahead. I don't think that we should be I don't think that we should be thinking about this so much in terms of a matir. I think that kishem in the kach means that there's an equal obligation to acknowledge God, but not so much in terms of asking permission. The permission is that he commanded you to do this. I think the Ritva captured the essence of the Rambam sentiment when he said, right, that the reason I'm doing this action is because God told me to do it. I'm acknowledging, I'm zocher esabore, and not just, you know, going through this in a very mechanical way. Ilan?
There's an insert of saying something from the Torah that you don't make a bracha before it. So the Rabbanim were scared that you would say Shema without making a bracha before it. So when they instituted the Rebbe Shema, they said that Abba Rabban would hold you from saying Birka Satora. But then that's only enough for Inyan Shema, and you also have to learn afterwards to say that if you want to elevate it to the status of your Birka Satora.
Because you're saying Shema is already required based on, let's say, Bishach Bechav Kumecha.
Yeah.
So because Shema is required in general, okay. So you need to do something else that, you know, then the Birchas HaTorah will have something to be Chal on. Okay. 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 Yehuda?
I think we need to look at Avraham in conjunction with Yotzer Or. Yotzer Or, the point of it is as a Birchas Mitzvah.
Okay.
Also,
You think so? Okay, Tosos didn't think so, but.
While Avraham is more about.
They can remember, they say about all of the Birchos Kriyat Shema, they're just the Birchos Shavach Vodah.
What mitzvah
is Yotzer
Or mitzvah?
I think the point about at least Avraham is, Tosos says it's a Birchos Shavach Vodah. The only reason the Kodesh is saying Shalom Toda is this part of Moray. So Abba Rabba, without explaining immediately right afterwards, would have absolutely nothing to do with learning Torah. So we know it has a connection to Torah because of Kedudena and all that stuff. But if you didn't learn right afterwards, there would be no reason to think that this would allow you to learn Torah. So
Well, I think you already know that it's not a standard Bircha Shevach Vodah because it comes beforehand. Right? That bridge has already been crossed. So you're very, very grateful for the opportunity. And then you learn right away and you're manifesting that you relate to yourself as a mitzuveh. I think there's just maybe one mind, it's just one piece missing. Ezra? Wait, when were you born?
I'm older than you.
You were born in before 93?
I'm old for 93.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. We're going to get to the rest of Tosos in a second, yeah. Good.
It's always in the back of your head as opposed to like Avraham, where it's not, I guess, for some reason that Avraham doesn't, I guess, permit you or declare the fact that you're having this awareness. So I guess you really have to learn right after you make, say, Avraham, just to, make sure you're not something along those lines.
Yeah. Menachem?
I mean, what we're saying is that each bracha, the underline is that we have a loose bracha double tongue, right?
That's the Rambam's approach.
So if we were to add Suda right there, that would turn it right into Bechas Nusra.
I'm not following. Okay, Kiva, you want to take one more crack at this?
I'm going to try. Avarabba, I think the entire theme of the bracha, as we brought out, is that learning Torah is what brings about our Avarabba.
Thank you. I was waiting. Okay, now finish the thought.
If brachos are supposed to be us, they lose chorus habore tamid, I think Avarabba is that same idea. Torah is our way to bring about this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
We're trying to get really close to him, right? Vekerav Tanu, the Shimcha Gadol Sela BeEmes, right? That's the unique property of Talmud Torah.
So,
okay.
So the way that the Rambam relates to Avas Hashem as being a completely immersive process, where he's on your mind.
Okay. So this is now getting much closer. Okay. So you needed a technical issue. You needed to be able to reverse the order of Shevach Vodah. You needed to have Shevach Vodah beforehand, okay? And you absolutely needed to manifest that you consider yourself to be a mitzvah. But I think that, in essence, was the critical piece of it all. Right? If the Shevach Vehodah that Ava Rabba offers is Vekerav Tanu, the Shimcha HaGadol Sela BeEmes, and the Rambam introduces a very, very important idea that when it comes to all brachos, what we're trying to do is to try to cleave to God as best as we can, Kedei Lizkor Es HaBorei Tamid. And that is a kind... What's that? Yeah, very good, very good. So, they lizkar sabori tami. That is the end goal of every particular bracha. So maybe in this one case, I don't know that we can say that this would apply in any other case. Since the maisa that you're demonstrating that you relate to yourself to be mitzvah, and by learning right away, since that very maisa has essentially the common denominator with lizkar esabore tamid, which is v'kerav tanu l'shimcha gadol. So it is possible to suggest that it would function as a bracha on this specific mitzvah. Not on any mitzvah, but on this specific mitzvah. Because this specific mitzvah happens to be the mitzvah of trying to draw as close as you can to Hashem. So Kiva, that was the missing piece that we kept on circling around, but I think you're absolutely correct, right? It just has to do with the fact that, A, on a technical level, the door was open by inverting the typical place of a Birchas Shevach Vodah. You yourself have to make it clear that you relate to yourself as mitzvah by learning right away, but I don't think those two things would have been sufficient. They're necessary, for sure. But I think what makes it sufficient in the end is that the Maisa does connect back to the specific bracha, because the bracha noted, V'kerav Tanu L'Shimcha HaGadol Sela BeEmes, of course, in terms of the theme of thanking God for the opportunity, but the Maisa is now linked to the bracha because the Maisa itself is Lizkor, or the bracha is Lizkor Esabore. You want to be totally God aware, and the Maisa also involves God awareness. So it seems like that uniquely when it comes to Talmud Torah, we might be more open to a transitive principle in the realm of brachos, because if the Rambam has defined all brachos as Lizkor Esabore, and Talmud Torah is what enables us to get as close as we can. So there seems to be a unique feature of Talmud Torah that opens itself up to a transitive principle within the realm of brachos. Maybe that can also explain, this will just be the last thought we can get in today, maybe this will also explain why it's the only mitzvah in the entire corpus of mitzvos where you have a machokes amoraim about what exactly is required. Right? Especially according to the view of the Rif and the Rambam, that there are three different brachos. I mean, how could you even have that debate? Does it require birchas hamitzvah? Should it require a bakasha? Should it require a birchas shevach vahodah? So the more you accept the premise that all brachos are lizkor esabore, and the more that you accept the premise that Talmud Torah is our attempt to get as close as you can, you could rightly understand why you could make a case for any of the three. Maybe not hanah, but certainly bakasha, certainly Hana'ah, certainly Hoda'ah, because all three are apt descriptions of what you're getting when you're doing Talmud Torah. There is a mitzvah component. There's plenty to be grateful for as well. But again, if the point of brachos is lizkor sabore, the point of Talmud Torah is to cleave as close as we can. That is the only way for us to do so. V'kerevtanu shimcha dol sal b'mes. You're not surprised that people are suggesting all of these modalities. Okay, so we've resolved, I think, maybe one of these issues. Guys, just one. Before we dive in, guys, just one second. Before we dive in, Mincha.
The second coalition workshop will take place.
Yeah. Okay. So